Hey everybody, welcome to the weekend report from PCMike.com. How you doing? I'm PC Mike Wendland, and for the weekend, here's a couple things to kick around in your, this is pretty cool stuff file. I told you yesterday I was down in Orlando, Florida, talking to the newspaper, to a magazine publishing association about the digital future and get away from the dead trees. And boy, proof of that, how right I was on that, is in the news today. It looks like News Corporation is about to begin a national newspaper just for tablet computers and mobile phones. I told those magazine publishers that mobile web was the way to go, that there'll actually be more people getting information on the mobile web by the year 2013 than do on desktops now, in terms of, you know, checking news and all that stuff. Tablets are huge. At that convention, everybody was talking the iPad. That's what News Corporation Chief Executive Rupert Murdoch is talking about. Here's his plans. Working out of the New York Post newsroom, he is going to build a new newspaper that will be strictly for tablets. And you know what he says? Here's his quote. He says, "We'll have young people reading newspapers." This is a 79-year-old guy. He gets it. He says, "It's a game changer in the presentation of news," talking about the iPad. And, of course, there's a whole slew of other devices, tablet devices, iPad wannabes that are coming out. But it is just showing you how the transformation of the news industry, the information industry, everything has changed with the iPad and mobile phones, started with the iPhone, and of course the Droid now doing just a fantastic job. Droid and iPhone, those are the two platforms to go for. Here's another big story, speaking of the iPhone. Everybody knows that Verizon's probably going to get the iPhone come January. All indications are is Apple has cut some deals in China and is now producing that CDMA model that they need for the Verizon network. That will really roll. In particular, they'll be making that in December. So it looks like January, February, we're going to see this Verizon iPhone. And there is a survey out now that indicates 1,000 consumers who have iPhones are waiting to upgrade. They're not buying the iPhone 4 because they know that Verizon is going to get it, and they're waiting to switch from AT&T to iPhone on Verizon. That's a major deal for Verizon. They're excited about it, and believe me, Apple's excited about it because they've reached saturation close to on the AT&T platform. I'm going on vacation next week. I'll be in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, and guess what? No fast 3G connection anywhere up there with the iPhone. You can get it in much of the fairly large cities up in the UP with Verizon, but I can't even come close to it once I get north of Bay City. That's a little town midway in Michigan. That's how bad AT&T is, and people, they've had it. They don't want to go anywhere with it. So there you go. One last thing, big controversy, speaking of Verizon, with Verizon and Google. Both of them looking for this network neutrality proposal. You know, they have kind of all the feeling is they sold out that network neutrality. That means nobody can control the net. Both Verizon and Google want to have some controls. They're getting big heat. Amazon, Facebook, an outfit called the Center for Media and Democracy. It's a coalition, actually. All of them lashing out at Google and Verizon for what they say is basically selling out net neutrality principles in favor of having control of some sort on the internet. All right, that's the PC Mike report. Don't forget, PCMike.com will update tech news all for the weekend. And I'll try and do one more report before I head up on vacation and go into that AT&T black zone in the UP. Anyway, remember, if you can afford it and it works, it's obsolete. Head to PCMike.com. Make sure you have signed up for our newsletter. You can find it right on the right-hand sidebar. Just click that. We'll send you a free report just for signing up. And then monthly, you'll get a report on the latest tech trends before it appears in web, on print, or in the broadcast world. Have a great weekend, everybody.